Bibles, let's open up to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. You find that place you're able to. Let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of the Word of God. Luke's Gospel, chapter 17. And I'm glad I'm saved. I hope that you are. And if you're here and you ain't, you could be before the day's over. Amen. And thank God for that. I was just thinking, I'm going to share this while you're finding your Bible. I was just thinking, I've heard it said a lot of times in church when they get up there and they get to singing, they'll start saying that, maybe, boy, there'll be a day they might can make it to Nashville. We're not interested in folks making it to Nashville around here. We're interested in them singing for the God of glory. Amen. I want them just keep on singing for God's goodness. Amen. I appreciate the Lord. And I've got three fellas sitting with me. I've got five total on my front pew, and that makes me happy. I've got three right here particularly that's been a blessing to me. And the Bible teaches us that David had some mighty men, 37 in all, I believe it is. I've got three sitting right here, and I need 34 more, whoever wants to take that up, all right? Luke chapter 17, going to read. It ought to be a very familiar text to you, particularly if you was with us last Sunday. Verse 20, said, when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. In other words, you can't see it, thank God. He said, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. He said to his disciples, days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. They shall say to you, see here or see there. Go not after them nor follow them. For as lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things, be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat and they drank, they married wives, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you one more time. And to God, I'm sure glad to get to be in the house of God. Father, I'm glad to be on being in the house of God. I'm glad that, Lord, that my life is hid with Christ in God. I'm glad, Lord, that as I sit right here bodily on this earth, that to God that you've already got charge of my spirit in heaven. I'm glad, Father, I'm not waiting just to be glorified, but God, you said over there in Romans chapter 8, and Lord, those whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. God, I'm glad there's a glorification that's in past tense already taking place. I'd ask you for a few minutes of time tonight, and God, that you would touch us and to help us to preach. And God, I pray that you'd anoint us and give us unction, and no man can preach without. Father, I'm asking you today to breathe life into an old familiar story, and that God, help us today and not to be so familiar with the text, and God, that we forget what the message is. And Lord, I pray and I'm asking you, and committing all these things into your hand. And Father, I pray if there's anything in me, and that God would hinder me from meeting with you today. And Lord, I ask you to forgive us for it. And to God, I pray that you'd readily remove it. Help us now to keep our eyes above the crowd and to keep them set on the Christ. And Lord, we love you tonight. Bless your high and holy name. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. And we looked fair last week that God had really told his disciples just in a few different places of what it was going to be like when the Son of Man would come again. And we looked there at Lot's wife and how that the Lord had said specifically that you ought to remember Lot's wife. But not only should we remember Lot's wife, he said, as it was in the days of Noah. And now listen to me, friend, and let's just look back. I'm going to preach out of Genesis chapter 6. I'd encourage you to be in that place. I know there's maybe, and may be far and wide. I was reading this one day, and it said that every world religion has a story about a worldwide flood. And I thought, that's no coincidence, friend. And whenever they landed in the New World, and Shem, Ham, and Japheth got off, and they spread it out. And so they all knew the same story, and got off the same boat, and thank God experienced and the same goodness of God. Amen. And the Lord uses that day, and He says, there's going to come a day that before I come back, it's going to look just like that day. I've got real good news for you. Before Noah's day, there was Enoch's day. Amen. And Enoch walked with God, and then thank God one day he just was not. Amen. I like how old Vance Havner said it. He said, America's got the astronauts, and he said, Russia's got the cosmonauts. He said, but the church has the was nots. Amen. There's a day, thank God, coming that we're going to be here, and then the next day, we're gone. Amen. And now listen, friend, the world's been wanting rid of the church for a mighty long time, and there's going to be a day they're going to get that whiz, and the church is going to be opened up. Hey, listen, there's going to be a door opened up in heaven, a voice going to step out and say, come up hither, and thank God when he does, and the church is gone. Amen. And you say, what happens then, preacher? Hell on earth happens then. Amen. I understand, when the church goes, the presence of God goes with us. Amen. And you say, preacher, what'll happen? And listen, friend, you just bear with me for a minute. And you say, well, there be no Spirit of God. It'll go back like it was in the Old Testament. And the Spirit of God will move on people, but it'll no longer dwell in people. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, where we stand, and the Spirit of God dwells in you if you're Christ. I didn't have to get baptized to get in it. And whenever I got in it, I got in it by the Spirit of God. If any man hath not the Spirit of God, he's none of his. Amen. Thank God. You got it the day you was birthed into the family. But the Bible's real plain here. He said, as it was in the days of Noah. That's real specific. I want to point out to you in Genesis chapter 6. And you just stay with me. I think that if we all really just understood how close we was to the coming of the Lord, there'd be a lot of things changed. Amen. I want you to watch what the Bible says. I'll give you four or five things out of this scripture. The first thing I thought about is, in the days of Noah, they were unconcerned in the world. I notice in Genesis chapter number 6, and one of the first conditions we find is in verse number 2. He said, the sons of God saw and the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives, all which they chose. In verse number 4, there were giants in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, which are old men of renown. I thought, one of the first times, that's the same in Noah's day, that's the same in our day, is the sexual deviation. And my friend, one of the sure signs, and he said what was going on in Noah's day, that was what the Bible would later say in Romans chapter 1, and when women have left the natural use of women and gone after men, and when men have left the natural use of women and gone after men, and mankind with mankind, and womankind with womankind. Hey, listen to me, you can't, now don't nobody get too nervous on me, but you can't turn on the television without watching an HIV medication prep commercial. Amen. You know what that is? That's conditioning the whole world that's all right. Hey, listen, it wasn't right in Noah's day, and it ain't right in this day. Amen. Oh, yes, friend. I'm telling you, thank God. He said, in the days of Noah, we find there was sexual deviation. And the last time I checked, it's still one man for one woman. Amen. God's not changed his mind on that. Hey, listen, now he's not changed his mind on marriage neither. And listen, look here, God. Hey, listen, the bedroom is still undefiled. And listen, whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Amen. God's not changed his mind on none of that. But in our day, it's a day of sexual deviation. I'm saying this. I remember Brother Benny, me and you one time, standing outside of a Pizza Hut. You was looking. You said, that makes me sick. I'm saying this to you. There was a day that it made everybody sick. Amen. But now it's accepted. Thank God. Oh, listen to me, friend. You get to looking around, you'll find that our day, one of the sure signs that we're in the last time, is how accepted sexual deviation is. And now look here, friend. I'm telling you, it'll stand in the pulpit. Look here, they're preaching about it. They're singing in the choir. You go, I'm not a hate monger, but I'm telling you, God's against it. Amen. And I don't care how you twist the verses. It doesn't matter how you try to change them up. God's very plain in what He says. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. And neither effeminate nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Romans 1, thank God, because they did not want to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Amen. That they might do those things which are unseemly. And you say, how do they do it? They're reprobate. Amen. Oh, yes, thank God. I know that's not real popular in our day, but it's still right. Amen. Thank God. You say, I'm saying this in Noah's day. Hey, we're giving over to sexual deviation. Hey, listen, it got real bad in Noah's day as angels. How best I understand the scripture coming down. I depend on how you understand who the sons of God were. But notice not only that, it gets so worse in verse number 3. He said, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And so we find that there's sexual deviation. We find there's also spiritual departure. He said, there come a time that his spirit would not always strive with man. I want to tell you, that's one of the scariest verses in the entire Word of God. It's that there comes a time when God will no longer deal with man. Amen. And listen to me, friend. Now, I understand that there was a message going out, Chris Terry. But what we need to understand is that the God of heaven knew how many people was getting on that boat. That boat was not built to hold the whole world. That boat was built to hold 8 people. Amen. God knew who'd get on it, but he still gave the call. I'm telling you, you can get to a point where you've crossed God's deadline and you've went too far for the grace of God. Amen. You say, preacher, I'm not sure about that. Well, Esau went too far for the grace of God. The Bible said there came a time that Esau repented, that he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Amen. You can go too far. You say, preacher, how do I know if I've went too far? If you're still concerned about heaven, still concerned about hell, still concerned about God, still concerned about Christ, still concerned about your soul, you've not went too far. Now, you can't do too much, but you can get to the point when you no longer want to retain him up here. After God deals with you time and time and time again, that the Spirit begins to depart. Amen. You say, oh, preacher, I'm going to say this to you, and I'd like some of the older folks in this church to help me. But you understand this, that the spiritual drawing in America, at least in our day, is not what it has been in times past. There, now listen, anybody, y'all, we can sit around and we can talk and pretend like it's not happening. But I'm saying this to you, friend. There's a drawing power that used to be prevalent in American churches that is not as prevalent as it was used to be. You say, what do you think's happening? I'll tell you what I think's happening. I think that drawing power that was on America, it's went back to Israel, and God's drawing his people in. You say, why would he do that? He's getting them ready, thank God. Listen, friend. World War I got the land ready for the people. World War II got the people ready for the land. World War III, that great battle of Armageddon, it's going to put the people back in the land. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, friend. There's a drawing power. I'm saying this, you better be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Amen. Oh, yes. In the days of Noah, the sexual deviation days of Noah, hey, spiritual departure in the days of Noah. I want you to watch on down there what it says, verse number 5. He said, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. We find that there's also, it's a day marked of sinful desires. And the Bible said that their imagination was only evil continually. You know what they were thinking about? They were thinking about more and more ways to do wrong. Amen. Hey, listen, thank God. Friend, you ain't even got to try to go do wrong. Wrong will just find you in our day. Hey, you pick up your phone, you'll find something wrong. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, friend, there's more things I remember, and I'm not trying to dwell on some of this, but I'm just simply saying, hey, y'all remember, it's probably been about 10 years ago, I remember when that website came out, AshleyMadison.com, and their theme was Life Short, Have an Affair. Hey, you know what they was doing? They was trying to sit around, and they was trying to plan and act on their evil imaginations, which was only continually. Hey, folks even come in the house of God, Brother Nathaniel, and the whole time they're there, how they're thinking about one more sinful desire after another. I'm telling you, when we look around America, it's corrupt all the way from the White House down to the church's houses. In a lot of instances, that's the truth. Hey, listen, friend. Hey, you remember some of that crowd, and they get up and they just preach it down. And then the next thing you know, the whole time they're preaching it down, they're guilty of everything they're saying wrong. God help us in this day. I can tell you, in an honest heart before the Lord, I think I've got in this pulpit one time that things were not right between me and my wife. I'm always the problem in that. I want you to understand that. And the one time I got up here and I thought my wife, now everybody else might have still loved me, but they wasn't things just exactly right between me and Allison. And I got up in the pulpit and you know what I done? It felt like I had 400 packs of crackers and about a tub worth of peanut butter in my throat, and things weren't right between me and God, and it weren't right. And I said, God, if you'll help me, I'll not never get in a pulpit again when things ain't right. Amen. And by the good grace of God, I won't. Amen. Thank God. Say amen right there. I'm saying this to you, friend. You get in the house of God, hey, so many sinful desires that you need to have your mind right with God. Amen. Oh, Noah's day is marked by sexual deviation, marked by sinful desires. It's marked by spiritual departure. Anybody seen any of that all around us? I want you to watch on what it says on down to this passage. Verse number 11, the Word of God says this, and the earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. I thought it's in Noah's day, it was a time of societal disorder. I mean, there's never been a time, look here, hey, anarchy, you remember out in Seattle, Washington, they just took over the whole city. We find anarchy on every side in America today. America's not only the thing. I mean, America is not the only standard, you understand, but it's happening worldwide. And the whole earth is filled with violence. I mean, if the whole thing broke out tomorrow in World War III, there wouldn't be nobody too surprised by that. If a bomb started falling on America before this day's over, we wouldn't be none too surprised by that. Hey, you know why? There's violence all around us. I'm saying this now, the reason God put all that, and just like he put it, was so that you and I in our day might be able to recognize. And you say, preacher, it's always been like that. Not all over the world it's not. Not all over the world it's not. But in your day and in my day, we find it on every corner of the globe. And north, south, east, west, America, Islam, Japan, Africa, every continent, every one of these things is prevalent on the face of the earth. Every one of them. He said, as it was in the days of Noah. And they were unconcerned in the world. Then I thought about this and makes me happy. They were uninterested in the Word. You don't have to tell me that. Amen. Don't have to tell me that, thank God. The world's uninterested in the Word. But long before the world quit being uninterested in the Word, hey, listen, the church stopped being uninterested in the Word. Amen. And to thank God, listen to me, friend. I want you to understand, as far as God was concerned in Noah's day, he gave them three things. He gave them three things in that day. And that, thank God, they was uninterested in the warning. I thought the first thing he gave them was he gave them a preacher. And nobody wants much of that no more. Amen. Thank God. I hear that pretty regular, on a pretty routine basis. Nobody's much interested in preaching no more. You know what the only problem
problem with that is, that's the one person who matters still likes preaching. Amen. How the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, at verse number 18, that said the preaching of the cross, unto them that perish is foolishness, but unto us that are saved, that's the power of God. How the Bible said on that, two more verses beyond that, maybe verse 21, it said, but after the wisdom of God, how the world by wisdom knew not God. Hey, listen, that it pleased God. Hey, listen, that by the foolishness of preaching, he might save them that believe. He said, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks a foolishness. Amen. But I'm telling you this, thank God, if you get saved, how the Bible teaches us, it's still plain in Romans chapter number 10, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank God. Listen, how can they hear, thank God, except they be a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Amen. Ain't that right? God gave him a preacher. You say, how do you know he's a preacher? God said he was. Amen. And 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5, God called him a preacher of righteousness. Now, I don't know if he preached it like we preach it today. And listen, could I tell you this? I hear this. This is in me. I'm just going to say it while I'm here. What I hear more and more today is I don't like that preaching. I like teaching a little better, Brother Kevin. Said, I like that teaching and just a little bit with the preaching. You didn't have to tell me that, thank God. Hey, listen, they didn't have to tell me that. Hey, you know why that is? The reality is the folks don't want nobody how to say what thus saith the word of God how with any kind of authority. How they don't want that. Amen. How they don't want nobody to say, how, listen, you say, preacher, how you say, preacher, how I don't want you to say hard things. Listen, you're not the first generation to feel that way. In Ezekiel's day, have they told Ezekiel, they said, don't prophesy unto us those hard things, preacher. They said, say to us smooth things. Amen. And you know what Ezekiel did? He didn't care about their faces, lifted up his voice and said, you better get ready. Amen. And the wrath of God's going to fall on the nation. Oh yes. All them fellows that was preaching real smooth. Hey, listen, when the wrath of God fell, it didn't look as good as it did before, did it? Oh yes, in our day, I'm saying, well, I can say this is going good. Amen. Thank God. I'm saying this, thank God, we need a preacher. I'll tell you what I felt like he did just day after day. Boy, and every time he'd sling that thing, and every time he'd hammer that down, that was a message. And for 80 years or 90 years, or somewhere less than 120, but for every time he'd hammer that thing down, you know what it would do? It was a message, amen. That thing, all you hear is a sound. But what it said was, judgment's getting coming. You better get ready. Judgment's coming. Better get ready. Judgment's coming. Better get ready. Judgment's coming. Better get ready. You know what happened at the end of it? They got to where they got used to the sound. And before very long, it was nothing more than white noise just on the other side. They said, boy, I remember when that noise used to ring out. But I'm going to tell you, there came a day. And there came a day, Nathaniel. There came a day, Joey. And somebody said, hold on a second. They said, what happened to the message? And what happened to the hammering? And what happened to the sawing? And what happened to the working? And the work was over. And the hammering was complete. And the sawing was done. And they was trying to listen. They said, I don't hear no hammer. But what's that sound I hear? And it was the judgment of God falling from the heaven. Amen. Oh, listen. As it was in the days of Noah. Hey, I'm telling you, every Sunday, even in this church. Even in this church. I'm not, listen, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best church in the whole world. As far as I'm concerned, I mean that. That's not puffery. I mean that. I believe that. But I want you to understand, even in this church, every Sunday, these folks, and they sit under the same preaching. They sit under the sound. They say, oh, I've heard that before. It doesn't matter if you've heard it 100 times before or 1,000. I'm telling you, there's a coming a day that God's coming. And if you're not in Christ, you're out. Amen. He gave them a preacher. He gave them a picture. He said, there's an ark right there. I ain't got time to preach on that ark, and you ain't got time to listen. But I'm going to tell you just a few things about it. Boy, what a picture. Amen. He said, if you want to escape the wrath of God, said right there's a picture. There's only one way in. Amen. Thank God. And look here, they wasn't going to crawl over the sides of it. When they got on the inside, he made it three stories. I like that. That's a three-in-one boat. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a picture of the Holy Trinity. Have they swung on every level? Have they swung way to get in? Have the invitation came from the inside? It was God on the edge said, come now and enter into the ark. I like what it says about the ark. It was pitched within and without. That means it was atoned for. It was covered up, thank God. Hey, listen, when they got on the boat and the rain started falling and the wrath of God started coming, and my friend, and they were safe and sound. And you say, preacher, and did they know the boat would float? And no, they entered it by faith, amen. And by faith, Noah, and being warned of God, and things not seen as of yet, and moved with fear, and prepared an ark unto the saving of his house, and by the which also he condemned the world and became an heir of righteousness, which is by faith, amen. They gave him a picture. That picture probably didn't look like much when that boat was on the ground. But as time went by, that picture got bigger, got clearer. Amen. You may have looked over that picture for a while, but there came a time when that picture stood up and it was 450 foot long, 45 feet tall. You couldn't miss it. You couldn't miss it, Kelsey. You were standing there then, you had to look over it. And boy, I'm telling you this, if you die and go to hell, you die and go to hell in our day, you're dying and going to hell not over a picture, but over a person who's done everything that needs to be done. Went up, died on Calvary's cross, paid your sin debt. Thank God when he went to the cross, done nothing wrong. No sin in him, no sin on him, no sin through him. But your sins and our sins have placed on his shoulder, took our punishment, thank God. And if you die and go to hell, it's not over a picture, it's over a person. Boy, and the more we get, Christ keeps getting, they gave him a picture. Gave him a person, he gave him a pattern. And how did Noah get on the boat? Same way I did. He found grace just like I found it. Amen. Listen, you can't look at me. Everybody look up here at me. You can't find something if God hides it.
Right.
God must have wanted him to get it.
Amen.
Found grace. And he got his whole family. You know, they was, for a while, they were the offscouring of the world. They looked silly till they didn't. For a while, they looked crazy till they weren't. For a while, they were probably made fun of till they wasn't no more. I'm telling you, in our day, they're disinterested in the warning that God's given. They'll enter every day after day after. God, you get up in the morning, there's a warning of creation. You look at your body, there's the warning of your body. I mean, every day you're alive, friend, God gives you warning after warning after warning. And you're ignoring warning after warning after warning, as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be. I'm saying this to you. They were unconcerned in the world. They were uninterested in the warning. And they were unprepared for the wrath. That door did not creep shut. That door went from wide open to completely shut. This thing, we'll say, boy, it's a winding down. The door's almost shut. No, it don't work like that. Mm-mm. No. Right now where you sit, the invitation's come. Whosoever will. Come 10,000 or 10 million at a time. God has saved them, everyone just the same. Boy, I'm telling you, there's coming a day, friend. And I'm afraid it's sooner than any of us realize that that door's going to be shut. The door shut suddenly. The door shut surely. They went on there. No doubt that rain began to fall. Honey, the skies opened up and the ground opened up. You know what that means, Brother Donnie? They was completely surrounded in the wrath of God.
Right.
No getting away from it. I started trying to think to myself, I'm sure not everybody died at the same time, Nathaniel.
They were, some of them no doubt probably ran to the highest mountain. But I'm telling you, no matter where you run to hide, when the wrath of God falls, it'll find you. In the book of Revelation, the Bible says that they had run to the mountains and he'll say, hide us from the face of the wrath of the Lamb of God. Oh, listen, friend, I'm talking about it's serious. That door shut suddenly. That door shut surely. That door shut permanently. All the cries on the outside. Brother Tony, I've thought oftentimes in my mind, I hope that pitch prevented them from hearing that. But you know they was folks on the outside. Matthew 25, whenever he comes and he gets the 10 foolish, they begin to cry to him. They say, open the door, open the door. And he said, man, I don't know you. Too late. When the door's shut, it's shut. It's done. Swallowed up completely. Swallowed up quickly. Swallowed up eternally. And I thought, while they're doing that, you say, preacher, does it pay to serve the Lord? I'm going to tell you this. I don't know how many folks is getting saved in our day, but it's probably the same number getting saved in that day, a few. By and large, folks are not much interested in it. But I'll promise you this, whenever Noah sat on the boat, we don't know Miss Noah's name, whatever her name was. Brother Noah, Miss Noah, Pat, and they sat on the boat. For 80 years, they've endured ridicule. 90 years, however long it's been. Whatever that number is, they've endured ridicule, mockery, and scorn. Talked about how their wife's life's been wasted. Whenever he looked on there and he said, 1, 2, 3. Shem, Ham, Japheth. He said, thank God. I can't attest to nobody else in this room, but I'm telling you this, I believe this with all my heart. I fully expect the Lord to come just any day. And if we're saved by the grace of God, we're going up just like that. And if you're still here, now listen, I'm done preaching. I'm going to say this, I'm going to be done. Donnie, you get your song. Lisa, you get a song. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be done. I want you to listen to me. You say, preacher, what happens to me if I come back to church tonight and the church has been raptured out? Is everybody listening real carefully? Real carefully? If you've already heard the gospel, it's too late. It's too late. You say, preacher, I'll get right when I see it comes to pass. No, you'll get right now. You'll get right in this day. You'll get right in that time. But when the door's shut, there's no more getting right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 is the Bible you're looking for that. Said in that day, God would give them strong delusion. Another. Connor, another one of the saddest passages in your Bible. You say, how are they not going to know God's going to send them delusion? You say, preacher, what's a strong delusion look like? It looks like it did in Genesis 19. Whenever they was down there in Lot's day, and they was coming up and they was trying to get to Lot. The Bible teaches us about that. The Bible teaches us that the angels pulled those men inside. And the Bible said that God struck them with blindness so that they wearied themselves to find the door. It won't be able to be found in that day. Friend, as the Holy Ghost steals in your heart, if you're here and you're lost, don't play around with God. As it was in the days of Noah. As it was in the days of Noah. I don't know your heart tonight. These is praying, no doubt. No doubt, a lot of them praying for somebody else. Maybe praying for you. But somebody praying for you will not do the job till you get to the place where you pray for yourself. Let's stand to our feet. Well, if the Holy Ghost still is in your heart, I pray that you come. Religion won't get you in. Being a good neighbor won't get you in. Reading your Bible won't get you in.
It'll take Christ by faith. Boy, enter in. Enter in. What about it this morning?